The measure focused on new regulations established by the Allen County Commissioners in June, which would require licensing for new sexually oriented businesses and prohibit Live Sex Act businesses. The commissioners linked an increase to STIs, drug numbers, and sex trafficking to these types of businesses. In a debate that lasted several hours, the Champagne Club was often referenced as a business at risk. The Champagne Club is a swingers club that functions as a private, not public entity, and it's been open for 8 years, with more than 6,000 members, nearly 20% of which are from Fort Wayne. With most members coming from out of state, both city council and the club estimate those visitors bring in $5 to $10 million to Fort Wayne annually. Nobody can just go to the Champagne Club and expect a Live Sex Act either. According to officials from the club and its website, there's a rigorous approval process for new members, including a scan through the sex offender registry. The city's legal counsel argued that amendments such as this have been implemented all over the state and suggested that while, yes, the Champagne Club has followed the rules, maybe a new business coming to Fort Wayne will not. City Attorney Carol Helton says it's a question of health, legality, and values.
We've heard from a lot of people that live in Michigan. We have heard from a lot of people that live in Ohio. We've heard from people that live in Illinois and in all of the surrounding states, but we have heard from very few people who actually reside in Fort Wayne and have Fort Wayne values. So I want council to keep that in mind in looking at the all the emails that they've been receiving from people expressing their support for this club.
One of the most ardent voices against the measure was at-large Republican Councilman John Crawford. He argued that the club is collateral damage as the city revises ordinances following the Rabbits lawsuit from 2018. He also noted there are similar clubs in Indianapolis and Muncie, and the increase in sexually transmitted infections has been more prevalent among younger residents who don't meet the income bracket of a typical Champagne Club member. He ultimately said it was beyond council to legislate values, because then a decision has to be made on whose values are being represented.
19% or 2,880 are Fort Wayne residents, so 2,880 people with Fort Wayne values have joined and approve of this club. Otherwise, they wouldn't have joined the club.
Crawford said he received nearly 400 emails, many from Fort Wayne residents listing their names and addresses, and the ratio of those who opposed the measure to those who supported it was 9-1. He said between this and getting a tour of the club during its off hours on August 10th, he believed the connection being made to the city's strip clubs was unfair.
This club is associated with strip clubs in people's minds, but in scientific studies, where I'm from, we're taught association is not causation. This club does not cause the problems we have with the strip clubs. This club is an entirely different entity from the strip clubs.
Republican at-large Councilman Michael Baranda also voted against it, saying the existence of the club is against his own morals, but felt the measure interfered with the, quote, basic freedoms of consenting adults. He also found the proposal disingenuous.
If you want to bring something provocative enough that will distract away from, you know, other issues in our community, actual issues of crime and things that our community is addressing. This is a great way to do it. Look at the news cameras here. And you know what? I applaud them for doing that because there's no better way to cover up those issues in our city than talking about strippers and swingers for the next few months.
Fifth District Councilman Jeff Paddock voted for the restrictions, saying that the club is in his district and that he was ultimately proud of the effort.
I've heard from folks who feel differently. They feel that it is a blemish on their neighborhood. They feel that it is unfortunate that such an organization exists across from a neighborhood, across from a public school, across from a playground, and they don't really think that that's the right use.
He added that if the club was as nice as Crawford said, it could still exist as an entertainment establishment, just without, quote, illicit sexual activity. The final vote was 3-3-1. The three votes against it noted that the city wasn't convincing enough in connecting the rise in STIs and drug and human trafficking to swingers clubs. Republican First District Councilman Paul Ensley abstained, saying he couldn't rationalize his morality versus his belief of minimal government. Republicans Tom Didier and Jason Arp were not present for the vote. During the later Common Council meeting, 2nd District Republican Russ Yale, who supported the measure, asked if it could be held for 2 weeks in order for Didier to participate in the vote. That motion failed 4-3, and now that ordinance is dead. For WBOI News, I'm Zach Bernard.